close to reach. And a landing stage of rotten planks stretched carefully into the waves. And for one moment I did wonder what frightening purpose it might serve.
How heavy roaring endless seas, what secrets does this raging tomb have? Ancient memories of hungry ghosts gathered all their strength to carve on its stone.
Deep-seated gardens, almost a labyrinth, walled in by ruins and rocks ivy-clad. Strange place had once been a palace, where now violet bushes bear dark thorns instead. A young boy was taking him by the hand, and unerringly he was leading me down below the gardens, which I hardly remembered. The moment I took the first step underground,
we came to a room with only small windows. To my surprise, I could somehow still hear the reduced to a murmur, now childlike and humming, the once savage voice of the roaring sea.
Where there's no sound, he's hiding from. have been something. In my look as the little boy started to speak, and to my unvoiced question why he had done this, he answered these words to me:
"This is the only way I can be safe from her. Only this can guarantee that she will not rise again. Because when she does, she's always following me. There's just no alternative. I can't escape from her. Because as soon as I try, she will get up again, merely to haunt me. Oh, believe me, I have tried numerous times. But here in these walls, I have finally found something that works like a seal. These jet-black granules do keep me from harm, and her bones can no longer hurt me. Tied up in a certain specific form, all the remains must be covered with it. Then everything keeps still, and for a brief moment, I can pretend that she does not exist.
Yet all the time I must be in my guts, 'cause now and then it can happen indeed, that frequently the heart does tremble and shake, and some of the stones are starting to slip.
So constantly I have to control the barrel, the jet-black darkness of the coal-like mass, in order to be there to repair the damage, to pile her back safely, and to replace.
Hiding from the terrible world.